Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Breakthrough Podcast. Yep, we actually outside this episode, and we are, well, I'll give the individuals the opportunity to talk about that. But before we get to that, the Breakthrough Podcast is brought to you by the Minority Business Development Agency out of Washington, D.C. We're housed at Morgan State University, and EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center, is the one that is responsible for what we call the RIDE program. And RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures. And today we actually have that. We have some returning citizens who have developed a car wash. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to, you know, you got this person here. Her name is Katrina Lennox. So Katrina, tell them who you are and what you do and why we're here today outside.
Okay. My name is Katrina Leonard, and I am the dean of a Step Forward Institute, which is one of our awardees for the RIDE program. They did a one-day workshop with Mr. Muhammad here. And after that, they did a pitch competition where they decided to form a partnership to get experience in car washing. So what I did then was to partner them with one of our existing companies, which is Personal Tint, window tinting and auto washing. And Mr. Ron Sanders was so excited to work with this population that he has taken time out to give them skill-based training where they'll get certification in car installation, car detailing, wheel restoration, and various things to do with the automobile industry as far as detailing is concerned. So we're really excited about the five people that actually are in training and now are hired with Personal Touch Auto Training. And in partnership with my church here, Emerson United Methodist Church Outreach, and a Step Forward University and Personal Touch Auto, we're able to make this dream come true or happen.
Absolutely. So it's, you know, everybody said, you know, not everybody, most people say, oh my, everybody's not going to start a business. Yeah, they're not going to start a business. But if we give them those entrepreneurial skills, they'll have that entrepreneurial mindset, and they'll be able to do what we're, let me go turn around just real quick. Do what we're doing here, the car wash, the mobile car wash. Yep. So just to do, you know, some of the things that we're doing there. So, you know, Katrina, you know, how important is this? You know, we started in a building, in a one-day boot camp. And now, you know, you've been working with them throughout the, extended process. And now we get to see them working on cars. Yeah. And not only are they working on cars, but they're getting some training and new skills. Mm-hmm. How important is this to you?
It's very important. It's part of the purpose of the workforce development, to hire those that people don't want to hire, and also give them the opportunity, if nobody wants to give you a job, create your own job. Yeah. So this is so important for me because it's giving them that work ethic that we work on every Wednesday at the Institute. And now just to see them really taking pride and learning their skills, I am just so excited for that.
Yep, I'm excited too. You know, I did work with two of them. You know, they're busy. Otherwise, we will pull them over here to have a conversation. But we'll get the conversation, you know, when they're not here at the car wash so that they can talk about some of the skills that they picked up, but also the experience in the car wash. But we do want to get the owner. We got to find the owner. Find the owner of
the car. The owner is right here, Mr. Ron Saunders.
We're gonna need a couple minutes of your time.
A couple minutes of your time for this part. I'm gonna switch seats with him.
Yeah, yes. Hello. Here's the owner. So I'm welcome you to the audience of the Breakthrough Podcast, where we work with returning citizens.
Yes.
And giving them a new pathway forward, if you will.
Yes.
So you're the owner of the car wash. So talk about who you are.
Okay.
And talk about your business.
Well, I'm Ron Sanders. I was born and raised in Baltimore, Edmonton Village. High school graduate, college graduate. Fortunate enough to be self-employed for half my life. And I just grew up always wanting to control my own destiny. So opportunities like this to help other people control their own destiny, where most people won't give them a chance. I'm going to give them a chance because people gave me a chance.
Oh, wow.
Didn't come from perfection.
Yeah.
None of us have, but I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
And you know, I was explaining to a young lady over there that, you know, it's time that we step up and do for ourselves and stop begging people to do what we need to do. And then we need to put people in office that are going to take care of us and not their pocket.
Yeah.
So I was explaining to a young lady over there, I will run to lose just to get my platform out there.
Yes, sir.
You know, to have a platform where the real issues are coming up. So many times we get misconstrued, stereotyped.
Yes.
You see me walking down the street because of my hair. You don't know where.
And my hair too.
But most importantly, no matter what our hair look like, this ain't going to change.
Absolutely.
So we get stereotyped by our own people.
Yeah.
So it's time to we fix
what's
been brainwashed in us forever. And if I can do it, everybody can do it. And that's what it's about. So we give the people that have made mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Addicted to drugs that we didn't bring here.
Right.
They found, and it's not just black people, it's white people over there too. But you know, we all the same. We're all the same human race.
Absolutely.
And it's up to us to make a difference. So
absolutely.
Yes. We are more affected by racism, obviously.
Yeah.
So
that's
not a priority. It's just the reality. So if we get better, everybody should get better.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
There's no way we can improve our living conditions without it affecting everybody.
Absolutely.
So we have to be responsible. So that's my attempt.
Yeah.
And this is my attempt to do it.
Well, we definitely appreciate that.
Yes.
You know, one last question. I know you want to go over and help the guys out. So, you know, some of the things that when I'm working with those individuals who are formerly incarcerated, I mean, it's tough to find a job.
Yes.
It's even tougher to be an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You know, so we provide them with those skill sets to help them do that, whether they're going to start a business or those that entrepreneurial mindset, those skills that they need to do that. And sometimes it's, what if they picked up a trade? It's just like what we tell the younger individuals.
And
so now you've done that.
Yes. And, you know, it reminds me of going to one of the better high schools, City College. Had to plug that in.
That's right. For those that are not in Baltimore, City and Poly have this, you know,
we're the gentlemen of the highest. We're not perfect, but I try to stress to people that when you look for perfection, there's no such thing as a perfect person.
Yeah.
So when you can help people, because you've made mistakes, you've overcome your mistakes.
Yeah.
The ability to tap into what someone likes to do, and then to transfer that from liking it to becoming a source of income is the key.
Absolutely.
I know people that have worked in government, law enforcement, judicial, child care, agriculture.
Yeah.
They don't like what they do.
Yeah.
That's why they call it work. So I love what I do. And I've been loving doing this for all my life. In time of 12, just doing my neighbor's card.
Yeah.
When I realized I can make money and take care of my family and live comfortably and help people.
Absolutely.
It's a blessing.
Right. And you're helping individuals build skills.
Yes.
That
confidence
they can use.
And skills.
And confidence and skills.
You can have skills and not be confident enough to go turn it into income. There are people every day. Our grandmothers grew up cooking the best pound cake and collard greens.
Yes.
But they didn't sell it.
Absolutely.
Unless they went to the church. And you know, every Sunday you can go get this Johnson pound cake.
Yeah.
But we go and buy food from all these other restaurants.
Yeah.
And we buy because we don't have enough of our own restaurants in our own community. So this is a start, you know, and it's about just empowering communities.
Yes,
I don't need somebody representing me that don't live near me. Their kids don't know my kids.
Yeah.
They may not even have kids. That's not their fault.
Right.
But we need more people like us helping us where we are.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's no morals to the color, but we have to protect our own communities. We have to stop tolerating what's killing us.
Yeah.
And we have to stop letting people come in, not we vote you in, but you're not changing nothing.
Absolutely.
So if we all step up, there are a lot of entrepreneurs, beauticians, barbers, detailers, security, childcare, that could take a chance on somebody and help them, like somebody took a chance on me.
Absolutely.
And make a difference. Like what you're doing.
I hear you.
Giving us a platform.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's amazing what we can do. So we just need to do it.
All right. So how can people reach out to you? Where can they find you?
So you can find me on Google under Personal Touch, Custom Auto World.
Okay.
And I'm on social media under the same, Instagram, Facebook, You can just look up Personal Touch Custom Auto World. Yes, and that's where you can find me.
All right. Absolutely. Good deal.
Absolutely.
Any final words? Any final thoughts?
Yes, if we believe in us, we can fix us. It's that simple.
All right.
It's that simple.
I appreciate
pleasure,
you,
pleasure, sir. Yes, all sir.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. All right, y'all. This is the Breakthrough Podcast. We are here actually live at the car wash that some of the formerly incarcerated individuals are working with, Mr. Ron. And they're learning a new skill, learning a vocation so that they can discover new pathways. And that's what the Breakthrough Podcast is all about. So don't forget, you can follow us at Ride Small Biz on Instagram. And if you go over to our website is EDAC, that's E-D-A-C, Morgan, all one word, EDACMorgan.com. You'll get to see some of the other activities that we have, such as Ride University. So if you're looking to get started in business or expand your business, Riot University is a set of workshops or virtual workshops that you can go to learn more about scaling, starting, and operating your business. And we have an annual conference coming up on April the 19th. More information is on the website. And if you are a formerly incarcerated individual and an entrepreneur, we're giving out an award in honor of Howard Wicker. Howard Wicker was one of these individuals that was working with returning citizens. So if you are an entrepreneur, you want to apply for that award, just visit our website as well. We're also recognizing an organization that's working with formerly incarcerated individuals as well. So, you know, until we meet again, everybody, continue to improve and progress. This is Mixed Media Production.